Hello, this is Adina Schutzberg, Executive Editor at Directions Magazine. Today I'm going to be speaking with my colleague Joe Fonseca, the Editor-in-Chief at Directions Media. He's just spent some time with an Autodesk webcast highlighting the company's infrastructure solutions and an integrated workflow demo. So to start off with, Joe, can you give us an overview of how this demonstration went and what the user experience was?
Right, so the demo was the Autodesk infrastructure lifecycle demo, taking a user all the way from a beginning of a mapping and civil engineering project, all the way through to the end in which a permit and a series of drawings was submitted to city council or city planner in order to get approval on the construction project. And so the idea was to take the user through a series of products offered by Autodesk and introduce them to a particular workflow that would eventually provide them with maps that they could bring to a city council meeting or city planner.
So how many products did you see as they moved through that?
Yeah, there were about four products that they introduced to the user in this demonstration: Autodesk Map Guide, Autodesk Land Desktop with raster design, Autodesk Envision for civil engineering, and Autodesk Map with raster.
Now, Autodesk Envision is still a product that's for sale. I haven't really heard much about it lately.
Yeah, well, it appears to be, because that was certainly evident in the workflow and maybe what they were trying to do was show the integration between that of the map guide and some of the civil engineering projects.
Great. So this sounds like something folks may well have seen before, either at Autodesk University or at CAD Camp or maybe even at their local resellers open house.
Right. Well, so there's nothing particularly new about this type of a demonstration. I mean, these are the types of demos that you would see from an Autodesk or an Intergraph, for the last 10 years. It's just a typical workflow of working through from a parcel level detail map and introducing civil engineering design, something that the transportation designer would typically do in a workflow. They're looking at a subdivision, they want to put a road through, and they want to look at the cut and fill types of applications so they can give that to the construction manager project for ordering materials and getting the project completed. So in terms of the workflow, there's nothing truly new. But what was new were some of the features from each of the individual product suites.
Okay, so what sort of stood out for you that sort of made you go, oh, ooh, that's interesting?
Yeah, it was interesting looking at the Land Desktop product in particular, because it was integrated with a series of raster design products, in particular typically bringing in something like an ECW image. And it has some nice automated contour generation features that make it very simple to overlay the contours onto the raster image. So this is something that you may have seen in the past, but I think it makes it particularly easy into the workflow if you want to look at a cross section through that topography, look at in particular the cut and fill that you would find there, and so the integration of the features was quite interesting at this point and something that I think is very beneficial to the user.
So maybe the workflow hasn't changed so much, but the ease of integration is maybe the highlight here.
I think that's a good way to put it. I think what they have done is simplified the workflow and tried to understand exactly what their user does on a day-to-day basis and make those functions revealed to the user in a more efficient manner.
Great. The fact that you brought up the example of imagery makes me think about how Autodesk is responding to this new explosion of imagery that we've got on the web from all of the different portal vendors, from Google and from Microsoft. There seems to be far more imagery out there, and maybe that's raising awareness across the board. To how can we take advantage of this imagery even in the work we do day to day, in a civil engineering firm, for example?
Well, I think that's a good observation. And really what you have to remember is that if we do become a little bit more educated into the applications of imagery, that it will carry over in many different workflows. Although here's a workflow in the civil engineering and land planning environment where we have always wanted to use imagery. And what is very nice and very efficient here is that all of the elevation information, all of the fiducial information, all of the information carried with the imagery in terms of its position on the earth is made a lot easier for the end user. We don't have to register the image anymore. All of that data is captured in a in the header information of the imagery, and so this is a worry that is no longer something that the user has to be concerned with. So it happens all behind the scenes. You import the image and it appears in the right location, even so far as to automatically change the datum of the imagery if that project was not set up with the same on the same datum. So it makes it very easy for the user to import imagery of this nature and to integrate it into their workflow.
Okay, so again, it sounds like it goes back to that. The workflow is essentially the same, but this piece of it, getting the imagery in and taking advantage of the imagery, is so much simpler that, in a sense, there's no excuse not to use imagery.
Right, and I think fewer people have to touch the project. You know, one person now who's fairly astute at using this suite of products doesn't have to go to the imagery expert or to perhaps they may have used somebody who was just a drafter in the past. But now all of the individual touch points of this workflow really can be the purview of a single individual.
Right. Now, would you suggest that might be the reason that somebody would upgrade to this new suite, or if somebody was using a different set of tools, what would be sort of the compelling reason to invest in this new suite of software? Is it just simply fewer people having to be involved in the process?
Yeah, I think that's one point. And I think that the fact that all of these products do integrate with each other make the workflow simpler. So, if you're a manager looking to cut down on staff or perhaps now you understand the type of individual and the educational background that they need, this is a suite of products that you'd want to look at for your staff.
Right. The other thing that I was really interested in, we've both seen probably thousands of demos in our years in the industry, and most of them have been live. You'd go to a vendor or you'd go to a show and you'd see the demo in a formal or informal setting. How well does the webcast sort of translate that experience to the web? Is it interactive? Were people falling asleep like they sometimes do in the real demos? Did you have a sense of that?
Yeah, I thought this demo was particularly well done, and I have seen many webcasts in the past, and I think what they did very well was they focused on the application and less on the product itself. It kept me engaged most of the time because I was interested to see exactly what the end result was of the project. Because they focused on what happens when they get a map to the city planner, or what do you need to bring to the construction company? That was really where the value was. It wasn't so much that, well, here's the insert image part of Land Desktop. It was very much focused on the end user application. Not that they didn't show you what they were doing, but in terms of how this environment works for getting a demo, I think they did it very well. I think it was very clean. It was obviously well rehearsed. So from that point of view, I think it's a perfectly acceptable way to get a demonstration of a product.
Now, how long was the actual webcast?
Well, the webcast runs for an hour and 22 minutes. So it actually
sounds
is
like
quite
a long,
long
time.
It's a long time. Yeah, and so you have to, have to be prepared to spend that amount of time if you want to see this type of a workflow. On the other hand, you are the only person sitting in front of the computer primarily, and you're not spending, you know, hours on an airplane getting to a conference that you know, where you generally see this type of a demonstration.
So it sounds like it's time worth well spent if you can set aside that hour and a half to, in a sense, hear this story about how this workflow is put together and moves through the different products to solve the problem.
If you're the decision maker and you have to understand, you know, where to upgrade next or where to you know, build on your, the expertise in your staff, this is a perfectly acceptable way to get that information.
Right. So it sounds like this is really for the manager, for the person spending the money, as opposed to the end user, AutoCAD user, or civil user, or whatever.
Yeah, I think it is for the manager, and but I think anybody on a staff who's going to have some input into the decision needs to understand how these products integrate together.
Great. Well, thanks. That's gives us a good sense of who needs to take a look at this, and it sounds like maybe some of the other vendors can learn from the quality of this particular webcast.
Yeah, I think they can. I think this is a really good way to present a workflow and to look at a product suite that will give somebody an idea of if they want to buy it.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to this Directions Media podcast, and be sure to tell a friend.